KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Me and Jimmy Crowder and a single cigarette, crouched down in a stall out in the barn. Three puffs later we were sick as we could get, praying we'd get better before we got home. She saw me coming through the back door screen. I knew the minute that she looked at me. Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. Johnson ankle deep in ocean waves, pants rolled up and hearts out on our sleeves, both feeling more than either one of us could say. That first love left the sweetest memory. 15 and shy, I didn't tell a soul. How is it Mama never has to be told? Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. I wasn't home when Mama passed away. I didn't get to say I love you, but I've got this feeling. Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Mama knows, Mama knows.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Alaska State Legislature's quest to pass a viable state budget for this year isn't getting any easier.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all in a pickle.
That's House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent. At this point in a normal year, House lawmakers would be on the verge of passing their version of the state budget. Last year's budget passed the House on April 11th, which is tomorrow. But this is not a normal year. Lawmakers are facing big deficits in light of lower than expected oil prices. Meanwhile, the Democrat-heavy bipartisan majority in the House has a razor-thin margin. If minority Republicans put up a united front, majority lawmakers can't afford to lose a single vote. That's making it hard to balance the budget. Two Democratic budget writers joined with Republicans to support a roughly $3,800 permanent fund dividend. Lawmakers on both sides have called that unrealistic. Minority House Republicans have some ideas. Palmer Republican Representative Delana Johnson says both the PFD and the proposed $1,000 boost to basic per student education funding will need a haircut.
We're looking at really having to cut things back, and probably Probably going to include having to discuss both of those two very, very, very difficult things. This is not the kind of conversation that's easy to have.
The regular legislative session ends May 21st. Two Alaska state troopers facing assault charges over alleged conduct during their arrest of the wrong man in Kenai last year won't go to trial until next February. That's after a judge pushed the trial date back Wednesday in Kenai Superior Court. 50-year-old former Trooper Sergeant Joseph Miller Jr. and 43-year-old Jason Woodruff each face a felony assault charge. The state charged the officers last summer after body-worn camera footage appeared to show them beating, tasing, and sicking a police dog on Benjamin Tika in Kenai last spring. Troopers later said they'd been attempting to arrest Tika's cousin, who shares the same last name, for failing to appear for a 10-day jail sentence. Miller and Woodruff were initially charged with and pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor assault. Then, a Kenai grand jury upped those charges to felony assault, to which they also pleaded not guilty. The troopers' trial was originally scheduled for this June, but last Thursday, their lawyers asked for more time. Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews scheduled a pretrial check-in hearing for later this year and a new tentative trial date of February 2026. If the case goes to trial next February, it will be almost 2 years after the assault is alleged to have occurred. Miller and Woodruff's lawyers each said Thursday they're preparing motions to dismiss their clients' respective indictments. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. Ensure the vitality of public radio by including it in your estate planning. Together, we build a sustainable future for quality media. Thank you. Public media is about you, the community we serve. Thank you for tuning in.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska Wildlife Management officials plan to resume killing wild bears this spring to promote the rebound of Southwest Alaska's Mulchatna caribou herd. The controversial predator control practice was on, then off after a judge's decision, and now back on again after regulators took emergency action in late March. KDLG's Margaret Sutherland reports.
Since 2011, the state has used intensive management predator control measures, including aerial wolf hunting, to support the Mulchatna caribou herd's growth. In 2022, the program expanded to include bears, leading to the removal of 175 brown bears and 5 black bears over the past 2 years. The Alaska Wildlife Alliance opposed the bear expansion and sued. Specifically, it said the Alaska Board of Game made procedural missteps around public noticing and public comment in its 2022 modification, and failed to show that it was sustainable for the bears. The Wildlife Alliance won. Superior Court Judge Andrew Guidi dissolved the program in March, ending predator control efforts in the Mulchatna region. Then, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game petitioned the Board of Game to essentially recreate the program through an emergency regulation, which bypasses standard public comment requirements and is effective for 120 days. The board unanimously agreed to the emergency designation, then recreated the program in a 6-1 vote. ADF&G biologist John Landseedel told the board the program has improved calf survival.
The caribou calves have shown a positive response to this treatment, with the two highest recorded calf-to-cow ratios in the West Mulchatna since at least 1999.
The department also sought to demonstrate that the program was not harming the overall brown bear population. It cited reports of increased bear numbers and past surveys showing healthy populations. Landseedel said the effect on predator populations in the area was negligible. The Mulchatna herd, which numbered around 200,000 in the late 1990s, has dropped to an estimated 15,000 caribou. The state's goal is to rebuild the population to a harvestable level, as subsistence needs for 48 communities have not been met since 2004, according to the department. The caribou hunt has been closed entirely since 2021. Board member Stosh Hoffman of Bethel was one of the yes votes in the motion to pass the emergency regulation. He commented on the need to restore the herd for subsistence users.
Right now we have a herd that is shut down where a large number of people in Western Alaska can't put caribou in their freezer right now. And it's not going to grow if they don't have calf survival. We're in tough times out here. A lot of things are changing. The salmon is in big decline. our moose population, everyone knows it's going to tip over real soon, like new moose populations tend to do. When they crash hard.
Board Member John Wood cast the only dissenting vote. He said he didn't have enough time with the material to make a decision.
I'm just not comfortable. In fact, I'm very uncomfortable with the process being followed. And I don't appreciate that, but it's nothing that the department could have done otherwise. The lawsuit came out when the lawsuit came out. And they reacted pretty darn quick, just not quick enough for me to make a decision.
Nicole Schmidt, executive director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance, said the emergency approval further undermined public participation in wildlife management. She says she was shocked by the outcome.
We were not expecting this because it was just so outside of the realm of what is normal or what we could conceive as a next step. I mean, it's just so defiant of the court order. And so I think everyone's been scrambling to understand.
Schmidt said her organization is considering further legal options. Reporting from KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Margaret Sutherland.
This is Alaska Public Media.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, gainst their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shad do it? Way to bring me shad roe. In shallow shoals, English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. I had a friend once ask me, you know, down south in the lower 48, why do you like it so much? There's really nothing there. The Aleutian Islands, why? I said, well, I'll tell you. We had a storm here not a couple of years ago, I don't know, and blew a bunch of shingles off roofs. Did some pretty good damage to a couple of houses. And we didn't have to call a roofer company at all. Bunch of us just got together, climbed up on the roof with the materials and fixed it. It's paradise. We'll start out with Trisha Yearwood with That's What I Like About You. Bill Anderson after that with One Solitary Life. And then Eddie Arnold with One Kiss, a Too Many.
I like a man Village, the son of a simple peasant woman. He grew up in another small town and worked with his father in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. And then for 3 years, he was what we might call a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held political office. The places he did go, he usually walked. He never did any of the things that one normally associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. When he was only 33 years old, the tide of public opinion turned against him. Some of his friends deserted him. One denied him. One even betrayed him and turned him over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his only possession, his robe, his purple robe. When he was dead, he was taken from the cross and laid in a borrowed grave, provided through the compassion of a friend. Almost 20 wide centuries have since come and gone, and today this man is the centerpiece of the human race, the leader in the column of mankind's progress. I think that I am well within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed the seven seas, all the legislative bodies that ever met, all the kings and rulers that have ever reigned, all put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life.
Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Sweetest name I
my heart, what a fool I was to fall in love with you. I had one kiss too many, should have known right from the start. I was kissing someone who just couldn't be true. I knew the morning after I made a big mistake, that extra kiss was more than this poor heart of mine could take. I had one kiss too many, I remembered it and cry, 'cause when I kissed you, I kissed my heart goodbye.
and it took me by surprise. Now I know I'll never, ever be the same. I had one kiss too many, should have never closed my eyes. 'Cause I know that you were only playing a game. I should have been contented to take a kiss and run. I had to hang around until I got that fatal one. I had one kiss too many, it was just too much for me. For with one kiss less, my heart might still be free.
Yeah, Gillian Welsh is up next with Pass You By, then a little bit of Tom T. Hall with Faster Horses, and Billy Miz right after that with Thank You for the Feeling.
Yeah. was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, "It's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money." He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, "You are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money." Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm, "Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money." Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women.
You make me smile. Baby, how you make me smile. And I like your style. I think I'll keep you for a while. You make me high. I feel like I could fly. What can I say? But I thank you for the feeling. I'm rolling in a feeling, loving like a stone, free weaving kind. Find my mind going through. Thanks to you. Shine. Woman, you know you make me shine. And I feel so fine. Just gotta sing it one more time. What can I say? But I thank you for the feeling. Thanks to you, baby.
little bit of an interruption here. It's might be of interest. It's pretty cool for me anyway. I had a flat yesterday, and instead of leaving my ATV here, I guess we call them bikes, or leaving the bike here and getting my fixed a flat, I just thought I'd drive it home. It's only, not a quarter mile, maybe. Well, anyway, I lost the bead on the right rear tire. So I went down and talked to my buddy Albert and Charlie, and I stopped by yesterday, and I was laying on the couch watching TV with a nice case of gout on the left foot, and they fixed my bike. They fixed it. Paradise. We have Cecil Campbell coming up next with Steel Guitar Ramble, Paul Holmberg with House of God, then Ronnie McDowell with Watching Girls Go By.
Sinner, hear me when I say, fall down on your knees and pray. I'd rather be in a deep, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and do my soul and deny my God and do my soul and deny my God and do my soul.
Girls go by, me oh my, oh what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Watching girls go by, that's how I spend my time, picking out the ones I'd like to make love to.
When I was just a boy, put away my toys, 'cause I had been affected by the opposite sex and I had found. My mouth began to water, hey, those sweet young things were better. A new pastime to turn my head around.
Watching girls go by, me oh my, oh what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Watching girls go by, that's how I spend my time, picking out the ones I'd like to make love.
Still the same old game, 'cause I'm still attracted to those sexy lasses all around. But I found what I've been needing, and I don't just stand there dreaming, I'm just comparing them to what I found.
Watching girls go by, me oh my, oh what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Girls go by, that's how I spend my time, but you're the only one I wanna make love to. Watching girls go by, me oh my, oh what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Watching girls go by, that's how I spend my time, but you're the only one I wanna make love to. Yes, you're the only girl I wanna make love to.
Yeah, Buck Owens with his Buckaroos is next, with Fooling Around, a little Bakersfield sound there. And then we have the Bottle Rockets, Welfare Music. Oh, I love that title. And then little David Allan Coe with a Southern Anthem.
I know that you've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, come on home and fool around with me. I wasn't fooling around the day I said I do, but many nights I've wished that I'd been fooling too. I know it's foolish taking all this misery, but when it's you, a fool I'll always be. I know that you've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling round with two or three. Come on home and fool around with me. Don't worry if I'm lonesome, 'cause I'm used to that. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, then come on home and fool around with me. I know that you've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, come on home and fool around with me.
Quit school when she was 17. Senator on TV calls her welfare queen. Used to be daddy's little girl. Now she needs help in this mean old world. Buys cassette tapes in the bargain bin. Loves Carlene Carter and Loretta Lynn. Tries to have fun on a Saturday night. Sunday morning don't shine too bright. It's welfare music. Watch the baby dance to the welfare music. Will she ever stand a chance? Make three, but one ain't here. Still chasing women and drinking beer. Says nobody understands how he feels, but that don't pay them monthly bills. Angry fat man on the radio wants to keep his taxes way down low. Says there ought to be a law. Angriest man you ever saw. Dance circles on the floor, round and round just like before. Baby fall down, baby get up. Baby needs a drink from a loving cup. It's welfare music. Watch the baby dance to the welfare music. Will she ever stand?
Good old rebel, now that's just what I am. And for this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the striped banner, I fit it all I could. I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. Got wounded in 4 places and I starved at Point Lookout. I cotched the rheumatism a camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, now that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee Nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done.
Yeah, in my line, I'm the only one not born in Dixie. Oh, yeah, going back to about 1650. So I have this salute to the Union Cavalry after the war between the states.
That famous day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in and fight. Somebody yelled a time. I don't want to go. Oh. Hey, them bushes out there, they moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon?
Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, there's a redskin waiting out there, fixing to take my hair. A coward, I'm being called, 'cause I don't wanna wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go.
No. I wonder what the Indian word for friend is. Say friend. Kemosabe, that's it.
Kemosabe! Hey out there! Kemosabe!
No, that isn't it. Look at him out there. Running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
Yeah, when I fish in the summertime, purse seining, And it's blowing 40 and raining a bit, and the captain says, we're going to let her go, get in a skip, big wave. I say, please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. I do it all the time. Linda Ronstadt's next with Mental Revenge, and then George Jones with The One I Loved Back Then. Maybe some Lee Greenwood after that with Morning Ride. We'll see.
Stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963, till a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turns me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Lord,
Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
There's a quiet time in the early dawn, before the morning paper, before the coffee's on, when there ain't much moving in the world outside. Oh, I love to take a morning ride. My baby knows it's the time we share. She wakes me gently and brushes back her hair. And she moves into my arms, kind of sweet and slow. And I can't wait to get up and go. Gonna take my baby on a morning ride. When the sun comes slipping round the mountainside. Feel so right to just lay back and linger in the morning light. Then she'll smile at me, thinking where we've been, wanting me to take her